I'm Mike Purcell with 91.5 KRCC News. Authorities have identified the Colorado Springs police officer who shot and killed a suspected shoplifter as Officer Anthony Voltz, a 9-year veteran of the force. Voltz is on paid leave while the El Paso County Sheriff's Department investigates. Colorado is beginning to use a driverless truck to follow and protect highway work crews. The truck that debuted today is officially known as an autonomous impact protection vehicle. It's electronically controlled by another truck ahead of it, so if it loses its electronic tether to the lead vehicle, it's programmed to pull over and stop. And Colorado Lieutenant Governor Donna Lynn has changed her earlier stance and will now run for governor. As Bent to Brooklyn reports, she would first have to win a crowded Democratic primary race.
When Governor Hickenlooper appointed Lynn last year, he said he wanted someone outside of politics. Lynn previously worked as an executive at the Kaiser Foundation Health Plan. When her nomination was announced, she said even agreeing to serve as lieutenant governor was a tough decision.
I don't think I would have done this had not the governor asked me. I probably would have continued where I'm going, but I know his passion for this state and for improving government services, and he is a very persuasive guy.
She also said she didn't want to be the next governor of Colorado. That recently changed when Lynn filed paperwork earlier this month to seek the office. Other Democrats in the race include businessman Noel Ginsburg, former state senator Michael Johnston, former state treasurer Kerry Kennedy, and Congressman Jared Polis. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Benta Berkland at the state capitol.